This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. I'm Jennifer Horn. Doug is out. He'll be coming along later this hour. In the meantime, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and I have the top stories of the day, and this one is really just breaking and pretty darn shocking. CNN's Anthony Bourdain is dead at 61. He apparently took his own life. Victoria, I know you've been looking into this story. What is going on here?
I'm a huge fan of Anthony Bourdain, and when this breaking news came across my computer, I was just, I'm still sort of in shock. But he was in France, and he was filming his Parts Unknown show, which airs on CNN. It's a travel and food show. And he apparently didn't show up for production. His good friend Eric Repair, who appears often on the show with him, he's a chef here in New York at Le Bernardin, that's his restaurant. He went to the hotel room where Anthony Bourdain was staying and found the body. He was unresponsive. He had hanged himself. And so those are pretty much all the details that we know right now. The odd thing is, we won't know if there's any drug use or anything else involved in this. It would seem like there was. When looking at his Twitter page, everything up until a few days ago, he was tweeting as normal about the show and things that were going on. And 9 days ago, actually, he retweeted that he had purchased a new piece of art by an artist named John Laurie, and it's now in his private collection. So 9 days ago, he's adding a piece of art to his collection that doesn't seem like someone who would be thinking about taking his own life. The artist, John Laurie, has actually tweeted his shock and disbelief and said that they had another meeting set up for next week, that they were going to do something else with a new art project that Anthony Bourdain had commissioned. So it makes you wonder, there must have been something that set him over the edge, if it was drugs and alcohol, I don't know. He leaves behind an 11-year-old daughter, and his girlfriend, Asia Argento, the actress, who famously has been battling against Harvey Weinstein in the, you know, part of the Me Too movement, and so it seemed like he was in a good relationship. He loved his daughter, had a hit show, and just shows, you know, you never really know what's going on with someone behind closed doors.
The mental illness is a real struggle. Addiction, perhaps, if he had fallen back in that. Again, that's speculation right now. No one knows exactly what was the catalyst that caused him to hang himself. He was 61 years old. You mentioned he has a daughter that he leaves behind. This is a story we heard just earlier in the week when Kate Spade did the same thing, hanging herself, leaving behind a 13-year-old daughter. And that's a story that NBC has about suicide rates. Actually, this story broke just a few days ago from the CDC, that suicide rates are up 30% across the nation since 1999, according to federal health officials, and only about half the people who died by suicide had known mental conditions, even though depression had been thought to be a major cause of suicide. Oftentimes, people can just get in this mode in their mind, thinking suicide's the only way out, and while there may have been no prior indications, they still end up ending their life. This trend is just, it's pretty unbelievable, especially with two big stars taking their own lives in the same week.
And I really hope, you know, they always say, oh, everything happens in threes. I really hope there isn't a third in this case. It just seems like when we lose musicians and we lose other popular people that we love in pop culture, it tends to go that way, but, oh, it's, I don't know.
I just always think about, for me, I understand people, mental illness is real, and people get into a frame of mind where they really feel like this is the only option. But it seems so selfish. How do the people that find these people hanging by a scarf mm-hmm. in the case of Kate Spade or Anthony Bourdain ever go on with a normal life after that? How do their kids feel like, gosh, you know, mom, dad, they couldn't stick it out
right.
because of their love for me? It is just an incredibly selfish thing. And, you know, as much as we talk about this and we talk about the reality of mental illness, we also shouldn't be afraid to talk about that, because when you're leaving people behind, you have to think that this is not something that's just hurting you. It's hurting mm-hmm. everybody around you.
And two young girls, you know, Kate Spade's daughter's 13, Anthony Bourdain's daughter's 11, that alters their entire future. There is no way that that does not change who they are and who they will become. And that is, you're absolutely right, it is incredibly selfish. And it's, you can't even say, well, maybe it was accidental, because in my mind, I'm kind of going through all these things like, well, like in the Chris Cornell situation, no one believed that he purposefully committed suicide, that it was an accidental overdose on his prescription medications that he was taking. We don't know about toxicology or anything in this case yet, and I'm sure more of that will come out, but... Oh, it's and you're right. And Eric Repair was one of his best friends. So it's not just like the housekeeper finding you. It's one of your best friends who has to live with the guilt and that feeling of, what if I had gotten there 10 minutes earlier? What if I called him last night to check in one more time? You know, and that just haunts Eric Repair now for the rest of his life. It's just, it's so tragic.
Well, sending out good thoughts to the family of Anthony Bourdain today. Again, the chef, storyteller, host of CNN's Parts Unknown, he has passed away. He committed suicide today, dead at 61. Now, there also seems to be a story breaking. This one's kind of interesting. We've been hearing a long time out of Washington, D.C. about the leaks, right? Everybody's got a leaker. Well, apparently the Department of Justice found one with a name and is going after them. He's a veteran of the Senate Intel Committee, and he's charged with lying to investigators in a leak investigation. This guy has worked for the Senate for decades, so he's worked through multiple administrations. He was arrested late Thursday on charges of lying to federal agents as part of an investigation related to the unauthorized disclosure of non-public information. His name is James Wolfe, and he's the former security director for the Senate Intelligence Committee. Federal prosecutors say he lied to FBI agents in December 2017 about his contacts with three different reporters, including through his use of an encrypted messaging application. According to the indictment, Wolf made false statements to the FBI about providing two reporters with non-public information relating to matters occurring before the committee. That is leaking, and I guess it goes on, because he had a romantic relationship with a reporter who was much younger than him, who had bounced around through multiple news agencies, and they were able to track him through her phone. Apparently, the Justice Department had gone through her cellular records and were able to identify this person, James Wolfe. So now he faces charges, multiple charges and accusations of leaking.
Do we know what he leaked? Is that, do we know that, or just that he is a leaker and he's been caught?
I know that there are some specific stories that were studied from this New York Times reporter. Specifically, one is in, I know one had to do with Carter Page, who seems to turn up in every story.
Yeah, that guy's name is like everywhere.
Everywhere. The guy, I don't think, has done much of anything yet. He hasn't been accused. I mean, he's been accused of everything, proved nothing yet proven, but he's in every story ever coming out of Washington, D.C. So one of the stories that was that she got the information on Carter Page and on the FISA warrants taken out on Carter Page to start spying on him through the Trump campaign. And this is where the leaks, this is one of the leaks from this particular individual, James Wolfe. So kind of interesting. Kim Kardashian's also trending today, guys, because she went on a little bit of a victory tour yesterday, and rightly so. She worked to get Alice Johnson freed from prison, her sentence commuted by President Trump this week. And she was on the news outlets, all of them last night, talking about what it was like to give that news to Alice Johnson. She said to her, in the initial phone conversation, she said, "You're going home." And they cried together on the phone for about 3 minutes straight. She said everyone around them was crying, and she felt it was a sweet ending to this mission that she started on to get clemency for Alice Johnson, who was passed over a few years ago as the Obama administration was letting out some of these nonviolent drug offenders. Kim Kardashian couldn't figure out why she was passed over, hired a big money Beverly Hills attorney, and helped negotiate the clemency of Alice Johnson. So there's some good work being done by reality TV stars.
Yes, that's true. And, you know, I thought it was interesting that behind the scenes, Kim and Ivanka and Jared had been working together. And I guess one of the things that Jared Kushner is one of the things that he's championing is prison reform, which is something that I think you take politics out of it and doesn't matter what side you're on. I think everyone can agree that prison reform needs to happen. And there are so many people who are stuck in jail for years and years because they can't afford their bail. Nonviolent criminals being stuck in jail. There was an article that Cynthia Nixon, who's running for governor in New York, a famous actress from Sex and the City, and she was just retweeting yesterday an article, an expose basically on Rikers Island, which is the prison that's sort of famous here in New York, and how many people have been put in jail on nonviolent offenses, but they're stuck there for years on end because they can't afford their bail. And so it's kind of a move now that I guess she wants to end the bail system for nonviolent and first offenders. But prison reform on it's like on every level, it seems to be something that we really need to address, whether it's overcrowding or having, you know, we often talk on this show about having people just sit in white collar prison when they could actually be doing something good for society instead of just sitting there doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. It's a great point. All right. More up ahead. It is a DJV show at 17 minutes past the hour.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me. Maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Yeah, hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show, and gosh, enough of the sad trending news. Got to get something in that is happy, at least for us here, the ladies of the DJV program. Jersey Shore has announced that their family vacation series will continue, this time in Las Vegas, and Victoria, it seems that they are starting to shoot right now, so this is going to be a reality. What's the scoop?
Well, I think that they're shooting now because we're going to find out what happens to the situation. Will he become the incarceration? His sentencing hearing is sometime this month, so I think that that's probably why they sped up the filming. They got everybody to Vegas, and if he goes away to jail, which is a very real possibility on his tax evasion charges, then that'll certainly add some drama. Plus, Ronnie and his on-and-again, off-again baby mama live in Vegas, so that'll be drama. And then DJ Pauly D is actually one of the most popular DJs in Vegas. So I think Vegas is probably the right choice for season two. And this show is just, we all kind of laugh about it, but we love watching it anyway. And it does huge numbers with ratings. So good for MTV.
Yeah. Biggest premiere since 2010 or 2012 in years, yeah, for MTV. So they still have it. And it is kind of fun to watch them still get in trouble, but then actually feel some guilt about it the next day because now they're a little older and less stupid.
Well, as Jay Wow says, they're classy now. They drink wine.
That's right. They're a little classier. So, no premiere date yet, but Jersey Shore Season 2, the family reunion, in filming right now. It's 20 past the hour on the DJV show.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
That voice that we love, 23 after the hour, Dolly Parton focused on a new Netflix deal. Wow, how about that? A couple of popular TV movies based on Dolly Parton's songs have aired on NBC. Now Netflix has picked up an 8-episode scripted anthology, basically with the same idea. It's untitled at the moment, but the anthology will see each episode based on a song that Dolly Parton has written. She'll serve as the singer-songwriter, executive producer, and will appear in the series. Series like NBC's Code of Many Colors and its sequel, Code of Many Colors, Circle of Love, produced by Warner Brothers Television. Code of Many Colors, based on Parton's song of the same name, was the first to come from NBC. The venture launched in December 2015. 13 million viewers saw. That's pretty good for a television show.
Consider what the numbers are now for TV shows. That's
right.
Huge.
Yeah. Dolly says, quote, as a songwriter, I've always enjoyed telling stories through my music. I'm thrilled to be bringing some of my favorite songs to life with Netflix. We hope our show will inspire and entertain families and folks of all generations. I want to thank the good folks at Netflix and Warner Brothers for their incredible support. It's really actually a pretty good idea, right? Because this is the song. Ah, crank this up.
Dolly has gotten such a young following now, too.
Yeah.
Partially because of Miley Cyrus and, you know, but there's a resurgence of how cool Dolly is.
Yeah.
She's reaching a whole new generation.
She's very cool. All right, speaking of cool, some other music news 25 after the hour here on the DJV show. Jennifer, Kenny Chesney, I guess this past year, when you look at what he's been through, been pretty much an eye-opener for him, witnessing the destruction of Hurricane Irma in the Virgin Islands last September. So he's channeling these experiences and his love for the Caribbean into a new song, a new track called Song for the Saints. His home on the island of St. John was destroyed by the hurricane. Remember that. He used what was left of it to shelter 17 people from the storm. He's since been focused on relief work. And Song for the Saints, the title track for his new LP due out in July, is a love letter to his home away from Nashville. It goes, angels don't give in just because a little wind blows. He's CMA Entertainer of the Year a couple of times. Recently embarked on his Trip Around the Sun tour. Song for the Saints is a staple of this summer's set lists for his concerts. Kenny
Chesney. He's amazing in concert, by the way.
Yeah. How often does Miss Forehead go with him? On these, she ever go
Miss
on these
Forehead?
Tours with her?
No, yeah. It's not Nicole Kidman's husband. That's Keith Urban.
No.
Oh, that is. Oh, okay.
Thank you. I'm like, who?
All right, next up musically is Ann Wilson. Who
he
has
went from married to Renee Zellweger, maybe.
Scary that I know. I speak
okay.
Doug. It's all. Yeah,
that's. Thank you for doing that. From Heart, Ann Wilson releasing a new solo album called The Immortal, filled with covers that honor late musicians like David Bowie, Leonard Cohen, Tom Petty. Comes out in September. The Immortal track list is a song, let's see here, Luna from Petty, I'm Afraid of Americans by David Bowie, and Cohen's A Thousand Kisses Deep. See, I don't identify with any of these. Somebody's got to. I always kind of like Ann Wilson.
You don't like David Bowie?
No,
I guess that's not your thing.
Nah,
never mind.
Not really. No, it's not really. But there are also some tributes on the album to Glenn Frey, Jack Bruce from Cream, George Michael, and Jerry Rafferty. Now, that I might be able to get into. She explained how the project came about. The Soul, she said, they have departed, but the songs will forever be their resonances. These are the poets of our time, and the expressions must be handed down. That's a good thought. That's a positive thought, yeah. She also has a cover of Leslie Gore's You Don't Own Me. Now that, have we got that? Let me hear a little of that.
Well, it hasn't been released yet.
Yeah, this is, well,
that's the original. Yeah.
That's the original, yeah. Right. All right, that'd be something I'd look for. So maybe this is, maybe I'll take it back, Victoria. Maybe I will. This was, by the way, if you remember back to Leslie Gore and what the song meant, if you listen to the lyrics, it sounds like something that would be a hit today.
I think that's why she did it.
And a man
why,
speaking,
why
yeah.
She's covering it, yep.
Right, yeah, yeah. She's on in a bunch of concerts in early July. She's joining Jeff Beck, Paul Rogers on the Stars Align Tour in West Valley City, Utah. So a busy summer for her. 28 after the hour.
In today's automotive news, there is a possibility that motorcycle crashes could be reduced by air jets that are being developed by German parts manufacturer Bosch. Bosch revealed the experimental project last Thursday. Bosch envisioned that the sensors could detect slip, and once the bike exceeds a threshold of slip, air jets come out of the side the opposite way the bike is leaning to provide reverse thrust. Basically, the gas counteracts the skid and keeps the bike upright when things go wrong. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect heater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we can help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump heading to Canada today, where he's likely to get a cool reception at the G7 Economic Summit. It starts today in Quebec. The president taking a lot of flack over his imposition of tariffs on steel and aluminum imported from the EU, Canada, and Mexico, as well as for some other trade policies. President Trump saying if the Singapore summit with Kim Jong-un goes well, he might invite the North Korean dictator to the White House soon. The Singapore summit set for Tuesday.
Things are in motion for that meeting next week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying Thursday.
There were a few days that I left the Oval Office after having briefed the president that we didn't talk about North Korea.
They're planning to meet next week in Singapore to talk about denuclearizing the rogue nation.
That's USA Radio's John DeMaster. For the first time in franchise history, the Washington Capitals are Stanley Cup champs, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Let's get back to the action here. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV show, presenting Madame Jennifer Horn, Madame Victoria Keevan, and Ms. Kara Schilling. She's not old enough to be a madame yet, I don't think. Can you be?
She's
what's the age? Mademoiselle. Yes, I like that. That's good. Okay, let's figure out what's going on with our pals in Korea, North Korea. The North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, reportedly wants to stay at a five-star hotel, $6,000 a night, but he doesn't plan to pay for it. American officials planning the summit trying to work around sanctions that prohibit the U.S. from picking up the bill. So we're going to pay for him to stay in a $6,000 a night room, according to today's Washington Post. Right. That made good
Apparently
sense or not?
He doesn't have his Marriott points filled up. I would think that's probably because, oh, wait, he's never really traveled before. So,
no.
Gosh.
All right, and continue. This is like a road show. Remember the old Bob Hope movies, The Road to whatever? You're not old enough to remember those either, but you can look them up someplace. You remember, everybody knows who Bob Hope is, right?
Yes.
I haven't heard Kara say yes to that yet.
Sure.
Yeah.
No. Do you really honestly know who Bob Hope is?
Kara, you know who Bob Hope is.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you that much about Bob Hope, but everyone knows, yeah, like, his name big, and, you know.
Yeah. He's got a big nose. All right. So the movie would be called The Road to Singapore. The top three military officials have been fired in North Korea by Kim Jong-un, trying to remove dissenters because there are many people who are in his government that don't want him to meet with the Americans, don't want him to put Korea back together again. It's better for them if they are. And so militarists never want to have things like this work out because it's bad for business. And their business is to get ready for war, blow things up, shoot people, that kind of stuff. And so if you have peace, then you don't have war. And without war, what do these guys do? What is it? Think about it for a minute. If we had a peaceful world, we could save $700 billion. Wouldn't that be swell? That would be really, I mean, it's almost unimaginable, but it would be swell. So what do we think of this? Kim Jong-un, is he serious or not? It looks like all of the pieces are coming together, sort of. And then one wonders, sort of out loud, why it was that there was a threat or what. Was it just to be na-na-na-na-na? I'm tougher than you are. Why?
Well, I think China got involved, and I think that there was a change in behavior from Kim Jong-un, and I think it's going to be difficult. You know, his idea of a denuclearized North Korea is a lot different than what the United States thinks is acceptable. So I think everybody going into this meeting thinks that this is the first step, that it's not going to be magic. But what I think was more good news over the weekend is that he fired his top three military advisors in the country and replaced them. And people were saying that these three that he got rid of were very opposed to the idea of working on a deal with the United States. That's a huge deal that he would let them go. He was also apparently worried that maybe they would try to stage a coup while he's out of the country having this meeting. So,
are they still alive?
Who knows?
Right.
The word was fired, so I think it was not fired squad,
at.
But
were they
maybe
fired at? Yeah.
Right. We'll see.
Other things going on around the world, we are talking a lot about the volcano in Hawaii, but there was a big one that blew up in Guatemala. 25 people were killed, 300 injured. This volcano at the Fuego Mountain, Fuego, F-U-E-G-O. So Mother Nature seems to be annoyed. Is that a good way of, what do we, don't mess with Mother Nature, but Mother Nature is showing. I think there were a lot of it, this has explained before many times. I don't want to be redundant. This really is what the inner core of the Earth is all about, molten lava. The temperature at the core of our planet is about 12 to 18,000 degrees Fahrenheit. You can't even imagine. And so this stuff coming out of the ground is as it cools, but still it's rock that's so hot that it's melted. That's basically, when's the last time you try to cook a rock? Try cooking a rock in your oven at 800 degrees, or what's the max that you can put an oven up to?
Yeah, make sure it's an oven that you don't give a crap about, though.
God, what do ovens, don't ovens go to 500 and that's it?
That's it, yeah. You'll find the rock will do nothing except get warm.
You want one that goes to 800.
Yeah, well, even so, the point here is, even if it went to 800, this is what we're talking about, something so hot it's unimaginable. And yet people are still trying to stay close to it. And there are people who are in the situation in Guatemala. They don't have the same kind of communication that we do. So a lot of people were surprised by this. And that's why as many people got killed. I don't think, has anybody been killed? One person in Hawaii, right? Or is that the guy who...
I'm not sure.
Got his legs burned off?
I think, no, he's still alive. He's in the hospital. He's fine.
Yeah. Okay. They're looking for more victims. The rescuers are still searching for victims. Yeah. So maybe that toll, maybe right now that's the official toll, that it could go up.
Yeah. All right, next item of interest around the world. The country of Denmark has passed a law which bans burkas, along with other garments that cover one's face. The law is known as a burqa ban. Wow, that's clever. The country's parliament says the ban isn't aimed at any particular religion. Really?
Really?
Okay. France, Belgium, the Netherlands, Bulgaria have similar restrictions in place. when the bill was proposed. This is pretty unusual for Denmark or any of the Scandinavian countries to follow suit here. The justice minister said it was against Danish values to keep the face hidden when meeting in public. Amnesty International says this is discriminatory, but then not a lot of people pay much attention anymore to Amnesty International because they've become fairly ineffective in most of the areas where they used to be more effective. So, anyway, what do we think about this? This is we, what are we, what's our attitude toward this here in our country as far as, I know what individual attitudes are. Go back to your country, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You hear that from people, but what about, what ought to be our attitude toward this?
I don't know. This is a tough one. I understand, you know, the argument that people can make that, you know, you need to assimilate to the culture of whatever country you're living in. I understand that, but at the same time, encroaching on someone's religious freedoms, it's this
but here's
a tough
one. Let's turn it around. When you go to their country, they expect you to do what they do. So when people come here, why can't we expect them to do what we do? Why is there a double standard? You know, as well as I saw, I think Jane Pauley was over in one of the Middle Eastern countries doing a report, and she didn't, the burqa doesn't completely, is that burqa the one that covers your everything with your eyes? What covers everything
with
your
eyes? It covers like your hair and it
your
covers
hair.
Your, it covers your faces. What's, but I know what Doug means though. What, there's another name for the one that covers everything
your
except your eyes.
Is that a hijab? Is that what, nijab, niqab, what is it?
No, a hijab is, I think, just a headscarf that covers it, but your face is exposed.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, why is it unusual or why do we have a double standard here? We go to their country, we do what they ask us to do, so we don't,
you know,
we have no policy.
That's actually a really good point. That is a really good point. When women go to the Middle East, they are expected to wear, not necessarily, they're expected to cover their arms and to cover their heads.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Unless you want to end up in jail or worse, if you go someplace, you've got to follow the rules of what's acceptable. This is tough. I mean, I think there's a huge double standard. I think people should assimilate as much as possible when they come to live here. People who are visiting, I think it's a little different. But if you come to live here, I think assimilation is a good thing. But it's someone's spiritual belief. So are you going to even go down that road to fight that argument? For me, I just, it shows the inequity of women in cultures that we really do a lot of defending on, and these women are being forced to hide. Where's the men's version of this? It doesn't exist. You know, for me, it's not an option, but I guess there are still a lot of women around the world.
I saw somebody yesterday when I was driving, I don't know where it was, not important, somebody in a red Jeep. Lady with headgear on. She obviously was a believer, and she was wearing a burqa. And I just said, was this somebody
driving? Well, was it a hijab? Like, her face was covered, too?
No, face wasn't covered.
I was going to say, she wouldn't be able to drive if her face is covered. That's like a very religious,
Well, most women, if it's that religious, if it's that pronounced, don't drive anyway.
They wouldn't be driving. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, they wouldn't be driving.
Yeah. But I see a lot of them around in malls and... there's quite a large contingent now moving into Framingham in certain areas. So that's my hometown. It's just very interesting. What I get, though, out of it, Victoria, is that it's a double standard. And I don't know that I appreciate that.
Does Denmark have I don't know Denmark to have an issue with the Muslim community, or is it a growing issue?
Remember, the Muslims are filtering into Europe in huge numbers. Whether it's coming from the Middle East or other areas, they've come in and they have become very significant politically. Look at the impact in England. London's mayor is Muslim. Who would have thought that would happen 15, 20, 25 years ago? Does it make a difference? I don't think it makes much of a difference. London is about as much of an international community as, I think New York's pretty international. Mm-hmm. I think Paris is pretty international. I don't know. I'm trying to come up with another city, and I can't. That's that international. But the whole influx of Muslims into that part of the world because of the disruption in the Middle East, amongst other things, has changed their way of life. Dramatically changed their way of life. So, food for thought. 45 past the hour on the DJV show.
your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
With today's technology and robotics and artificial intelligence, it was only a matter of time before it made its way to your home. For example, iRobot is a pioneer in home robotics, launching the Roomba robotic vacuum cleaner back in 2002. Not familiar with the Roomba? We asked Craig Hendrickson from iRobot to fill us in.
Technology that we've been developing over the years, robotic technology about how to navigate complex environments, and we apply that to something that many people view as relatively mundane, which is vacuuming your floor. One great thing about all Roombas is they do have a charging dock that they will return to automatically. Robot will go off its mission. Maybe you've scheduled it to run while you're at work. It'll automatically go run around your floor. And when it's done, it'll return and charge itself.
More on the Roomba family is at iRobot.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Let's check what's going on with this fellow from the Kansas City Chiefs as we think about what they're already thinking about coming back for NFL practice, right? So what do we have, Victor?
They are. Off-season practice is happening now. However, the Chiefs' right guard, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, wasn't at the team's practice because he had a pretty good excuse. He was graduating from McGill University's medical school in Montreal. That is, of course, known as the Harvard of Canada. That makes him the first active NFL player to hold a medical degree, which is an accomplishment he hopes the league will let him tout on the back of his jersey. He said, I want to put Duvernay-Tardif MD on my jersey. He said, I've already started a conversation with the league office, and they say anything is possible, which is very rare for the NFL to say that. He said that he had planned to become a doctor long before he planned to become a pro football player. He didn't even join the football team when he enrolled at McGill. He was keeping up with his classes in English because French is actually his native language. But his love of football brought him soon to the field, and he became the best college player in all of Canada. And so then, of course, he caught the eye of NFL scouts, and he was only a few credits short of his degree when the Chiefs took him in the sixth round at the 2014 draft. And after taking a licensing exam in the next month or so, he will officially be a doctor.
Really?
Good for him.
So now if somebody gets hurt on the field and the
right.
Cry goes up,
I know,
is
right?
There a doctor in the house?
Yeah.
He goes,
he should be,
I think they should let him put it on his
medicine.
Jersey.
That's, yeah. I think that would be cool.
Doctor. Yeah.
Yep.
Doctor, whatever, if you can pronounce his last name, do a nice job there. 10 minutes for the hour. Speaking of last names, it's Horn, it's Keelan, it's Shillen, and it's Stefan on the air on the DJV show.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
After the hour, time for a trip down Animal Lane with Warren Eckstein, the host of the Radio Pet Show. Radio Pet Show. He is somebody who's not petulant, but he does do a great job on the Pet Show. A lot of things get talked about, pet behavior, medical problems, that sort of thing. It's on the air. Check out petshow.com to find out where it's on in your area. When it's on, you can listen online as well at warreneckstein.com or petshow.com. So my new dog, Daisy May, is wonderful, sweet, lovable. She got another treatment last night. She's going to have chiropractic and acupuncture and that sort of thing. And she's improving, and everybody loves this dog. So I came home last night, and I was fixing dinner, and she was outside, and the kids that live on my farm in the apartment were having a cookout. And somehow Daisy May got a hold of something that was being cooked on aluminum foil. And she and the other dog, I don't know what happened, but what I did was catch her chewing on a piece of aluminum foil. And I'm wondering, I don't know if I got it all or I didn't get it all. And so it sort of concerned me. I don't know what really to do. Although I remember when Frankie Brendan's dog ate a battery. Did I ever tell you that story?
No.
He ate a battery and it went right through him and came out the other end. So I don't know whether I should be concerned about this or whether in just a normal dogs eat all kinds of things that we never see. So does it go in one end and come out the other and we don't have to worry about it or what?
Generally speaking, you'll be fine. I mean, unless you ate an entire thing of aluminum foil. I would just watch her carefully for the next day or so. Probably, you know, my dog is eating aluminum foil, too, when it comes out from her poop. So I would just watch if you notice any change in behavior. Speaking about that, though, in my career, dogs do eat strange things, right?
Yeah.
Years ago, I was working with a dog that ate a spool of thread. And for a week, every time that dog pooped, the owners had to go out there with a scissor and cut the thread until the spool finally passed. True story. I swear to you.
The string came out a day at a time, and then the spool finally came out?
The spool finally came. Actually, they actually went for surgery to get the spool out because it wouldn't pass by itself. But the thread could have done damage. But it's kind of sad and funny at the same time, but I just visualize the people out there cutting the thread every time the dog pooped, you know?
Wow. Did you see the corgi dogs competing in the Southern California Corgi Nationals last weekend at Santa Anita?
I didn't see it. I just read a story about it. It's amazing.
Yeah. What was that? Why would they do it there? This is a horse track.
Well, I think it drew a lot of people, and I think there was a big horse race, you know, following it. It was kind of like a lost leader, like buying a newspaper and stuff. Come and see the corgis run and then watch the horses. I don't know. Some people say, is it abusive? I think if the dogs enjoy it and everyone enjoys it, I don't have a problem with it. The things I do have a problem with is when the dogs don't enjoy it and it's more for the people. But I think it was fun in there. Is there anything cuter than a corgi?
Well, a bunch of corgis running really fast in haphazard directions.
Yeah.
Yeah, the short
legs. Haven't they become more popular since the queen is known that the queen likes corgis and those are her dogs? Does that add to the desire, the popularity of the corgis, do you think?
Yeah, corgis are an interesting breed of dog. It's like owning a small dog and a big dog and a small dog. So remember, they're cattle herding dogs, yet they're low to the ground, but they're amazingly. Yeah. If you look at their mouths, they're almost like a full grown dog. Yes, they have. And the queen had the Cardigan corgis. Those are the ones with the tail. But I think the more popular breed in this country is the Pembroke, which is the one that has that little stub or no tail at all. But really, watching a corgi go down the street with a little stub, there's nothing cuter than a corgi bike going down the block, I'm telling you.
All right. Now, I want to find out from you whether you think this is usury, this is bad. Tampa International Airport, dog named Eleanor Rigby was the dog's name, gave birth to 8 puppies in the main terminal, and travelers watched this. 2-year-old golden retriever, service dog, setting to go on a flight to Philadelphia. The dog went into labor and delivered the puppies right there. The aircraft rescue firefighters helped. And a nurse helped as well, passing by. But I don't know. Why would you be taking a dog on a plane that close to dropping puppies?
Exactly. If you know you're giving birth on Wednesday, I'd hardly be flying on Tuesday or Monday, okay? So it was the same thing with the dog. If the dog, you know the dog is pregnant, the dog's about ready to deliver, why would you put the dog through the stress and anxiety of flying anyway? Let the dog have it. Well, spay and neuter the dog. That's my suggestion. But if the dog's gonna have puppies, let it have puppies with a veterinarian or at home, not at an airport.
Yeah. I thought it was, the news media tried to make it out as this cute little thing. Oh, isn't that swell?
The videos of it went viral because it's so cute. But everyone was wondering, why is this dog flying so late into a pregnancy?
Right. Yeah. It had come back around to common sense. Hello, one way or another. But anyway, the dog's okay. Puppy's okay. She nursed him at the airport. So everybody, all's well that ends well. Warren Eckstein on the DJV show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.